S&P, the ASX stocks.
This is Motley Fool Money.
Welcome to Motley Fool Money, the Money Hacks Edition, our short weekly check-in on how you can make the most of your money. I'm Scott Phillips, and with me, as always, Dr. Anirban Mahanty. G'day, Doc.
Good day, Captain.
Mate, it is tough, tough times out there right now. People are losing jobs, they're losing casual shifts, and frankly, people aren't entirely sure what's coming next. So we thought we'd turn our attention to just some simple tips that aren't necessarily going to save people who are in completely financial dire straits. There are other ways of doing that. We will touch on that. But just some ways that people can be proactive, either before the worst happens or maybe if they're facing lower wages, fewer hours, or frankly having to get another job. Three quick ways of cutting your costs in difficult times. What's the first one, mate?
Oh, the first one, mate, is an easy one. Check your subscriptions during good times. We have a lot of subscriptions to things like, streaming, gyms, magazines. Gyms are closed.
Yep.
So, and you probably don't need all the magazines. You can read free stuff online, and you probably don't need 10 streaming services or your five streaming services. You can maybe do with one.
Yeah.
Find the stuff that you don't need, and you could actually get rid of it right
now. A few bucks a week or a month, you don't really notice it. When you add it up, it actually makes a difference, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
The second one is to get a better rate. Now, normally when we say that, we're talking about interest rates. In this case, we're talking about the things that you're using and paying for every day that you probably haven't asked for a better price on for quite a while. Think about your telco plan. I know most people, I believe most people are probably paying too much for their telcos because you probably haven't renegotiated your contract in the last 12 or 24 months. Prices have come down. You can either get more for the same or you get the same for less. And in these tough times, more for less sounds like a pretty good deal to me, or at least the same for less. So telco is important. Call your gas provider, call your electricity provider. Simply ask them for the best rate they've got and see if it's better than what you're getting now. Jump online. There's a heap of great tools around to look for a better rate for your gas and electricity that could save you hundreds of bucks a year.
On gas and electricity, I'll add a quick tip. So if you're in New South Wales, and I'm not sure the other provinces, but in New South Wales, actually you can go on the government website, so government services website, upload your bill, and they would actually give you some alternatives.
Very cool.
That's pretty cool. I've actually used it, and it's very cool.
That's awesome. There you go. So government website, look up, what is it, just look up New South Wales government.
New South Wales services, and you actually, you just upload a PDF of your bill for electricity or gas, and it's really cool. Actually, I saved money doing that.
There you go. Good advice. What's next, mate?
This is again, if you are running low on cash, then one place which you can ask for some reprieve is ask your bank for a repayment holiday. So basically, banks have come, and most of the big banks have said already that they are happy to and willing to push back your monthly payments.
Mm.
And so you need to talk to them, and they would look into it, and they would probably do the right thing. So that will give you some cash flow.
And do it soon, right? Don't wait until the absolute last minute.
Absolutely.
Get on the front foot on that one. The last one, we're going to do three. I've got a fourth one. The other one is to go and speak to a free financial counselor. There are some wonderful financial counselors around. Don't pay for it. Don't go to a debt consolidator. They will simply charge you to get you out of a tight spot. Now, they may or may not get you out of that tight spot, but the last thing you want to do is pay a financial counselor, pay a debt consolidator. Instead, go to a free financial counselor. Jump on the Money Smart website, which is run by the government. They will give you some ideas. In fact, you can even search for a financial counselor on that site. Again, do it early. Go and say, look, here's where I'm at. Here's what I'm thinking. Here are my problems. Here's what I'm worried about. What can I do? And a financial counselor will help you. They are free. How much do you get for free these days? And they're good people. They're there. They do it because they want to help you out. One erstwhile competitor of ours, Scott Pape from the Barefoot Investor, has decided to do his own financial counselling course and is now helping bushfire victims and doing financial counselling there, doing a spectacular job. These are good, good people. So go to a free financial counsellor. They will absolutely help you out. Doc, that's it. We hope our listeners are not struggling too much in the current environment. We hope that this is over very, very quickly. But if you are going through tough times, stay strong, go and get some advice, and hopefully these tips will help you. Full on.
Full on.
The Motley Fool and people appearing in this program may have positions in the companies mentioned. General advice only. Please speak to your financial professional to understand how it may pertain to your situation. Subscribe to the free newsletter at fool.com.au/MMM. The Motley Fool operates under Financial Services License 400691.